tonight is the night the vice presidential debate.
And we're kind of actually having a husband and wife showdown this morning. We wanted to find two people who were second in command at their jobs.
Like the vice presidents?
Right. Okay. And it looks like we found them, and they happen to be husband and wife. Husband, who's this?
Jane from Petaluma. Oh.
And you're the vice president of Petaluma National Little League.
That is correct.
I think we've heard about them.
I think you might have.
And then, wife, you are?
Janine from Petaluma.
And what are you the second in command at?
Petaluma at Wilson Elementary School. I'm the vice president of PTA.
Perfect, then. We got vice presidents here. We're going to give you guys the Rob and Joss civics quiz. Okay, what we need you to do, I'm going to ask you a question. If you know the answer, you have to yell your name so we can go to you.
Okay.
So, all right? Yep, you kind of buzz in with your names.
Here we go. Shane and Janine, are you ready?
I am.
Name the last vice president of the U.S.
Janine.
Go ahead, Janine.
Wait, he's current.
You can buzz in, Shane, if you want.
I'm trying to remember right now.
Bush and...
Dick Cheney.
You got to buzz in, Shane.
He did. Oh. He said Shane. Okay. Yeah, he did. Okay, one for a Shane. It's Cheney.
Yeah, the last VP of the U.S. was Dick Cheney.
Obviously, he left quite an impression.
Yes. Here we go with question number two, the Rob and Joss civics quiz for the vice presidents here this morning. Fleetwood Mac songs, Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow, was the theme song for which U.S. president?
Oh.
Obviously, we're not doing the politics.
Okay, go ahead, Shane.
I'm taking a stab. I'm going to say Ronald Reagan.
Negative.
Oh, Janine, would you like to buzz in?
No.
Okay, it was Bill Clinton.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, guys, here we go again. Name the vice president who could not spell potato correctly.
Shane. Dick Cheney.
No. Any guess?
We are terrible at this.
Any guess, Janine?
Yeah.
You have a guess?
Dick Cheney? No idea.
Good guess, Janine.
You're keeping it in the family, aren't you? It was Dan Quayle.
Dan Quayle, that might have been
a little bit before my time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Janine's a youngin', okay, what can
well,
I say?
Wait for the next question, then.
Oh, great.
So far, I guess, what do we got? Just, is it 1-0 in favor?
Shane has Cheney.
Okay, Shane has Cheney.
I'm just going to go default Cheney on every question.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Question number four. First Lady Rosalynn was married to which president?
Oh, come on.
I need to go back to school.
I do, too. We're not smarter than fifth graders.
I don't know that either.
Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
No.
Jimmy
Carter.
That wasn't fair.
Oh.
Jimmy Carter. Okay, one more question here, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the address of the White House?
It's on Pennsylvania, I want to say. I don't know the number, but I want to say it's on Pennsylvania.
You know what? You're close enough, then. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Perfect.
So Shane wins with 1.5. You know what? We love you guys. You guys are awesome. Go Petaluma National Little League. We still think of them very, very fondly. And we're going to send you both out to a romantic evening. I know you've got two kids, so you would probably like to have a little time to yourselves.
And we hope the vice presidential debate goes better than this one went.
Yeah.
Can you actually send us back to school for a semester?
That's going to be your prize. Heck with dinner. We're sending you back to JC.
That's awesome.
What we need.